Good morning, take two. 11 a.m. on April 11. I think it's the 11th. And take two because this is the second walk I've taken today, or tried to take today. Is this thing on? I think so. It says it is. I'm an 18 minute first mile, I'm not surprised. 17:48, which is 18 minutes. Last 10 seconds. So yeah, I was out here at 7:30, ready to do the walk, do the recording, go back, post the recording, and excuse me, get a couple hours of writing in this morning. While my brain was fresh, while I was invigorated and ready to go. And then the dentist called. Dentists and me, we have a long history. Very little of it is good. But this guy's a good dentist. And I do have to go back for a couple fillings. So they had a cancellation. Can I be there by 8 o'clock? So, yeah, crap. Yes, I can be there by 8 o'clock, but I have to stop my walk now, go home, change clothes, get gas in the car, and be at the dentist office within like 25 minutes. And I did that. And I was there, 8 o'clock, 8:02, they had me in a chair, strapped me up with nitrous oxide, shot my mouth full of whatever it is. It used to be Novocaine, or I think more accurately in my youth, Barbicane. I might be wrong on that. But half an hour later, completely disoriented, completely off my schedule for the day, and completely numb from the upper lip to somewhere around the bridge of my nose. I'm still numb. If you can understand my speech, that's probably only because I'm being particularly careful today. And if I'm slurring and I don't hear it, that's why. My upper lip feels about four times bigger than normal. It's not, but it feels that way. And I'm completely derailed for the day. So I took some Tylenol for the post-letdown headache. That started about half an hour ago. I'm hungry. I don't know what if I'm going to be able to eat, because I still can't feel my upper lip or most of my tongue. Drinking coffee is an exercise best undertaken with a bib, because I sort of have to pour the coffee into my mouth without benefit of being able to actually feel the lip of my coffee cup and drink from it. The bottom lip feels it okay, but I have no way to tell what's going into my mouth. It's quite disconcerting. And I'm wrung out. I feel like I've been dragged through a knot hole, which is pretty common for me and dentists. And in spite of the fact that it was, I have to say, it was probably the least traumatic experience I've had in the chair in a long time. It still left me weak and shaky. I considered canceling the walk, but tomorrow I have to go see the eye surgeon. I have to be there at 8:30. So I'm not sure what I'm going to be able to do tomorrow. I might be able to go out when I get up. I might be able to go out around 7. That would put me back at the house at 7:40. which would give me a few minutes to upload, put on a clean shirt, and go to the doctor's office. I have to arrive a few minutes early because I have forms and paperwork to fill out. Luckily, it's not very far, which is one of the reasons I chose this clinic. And I hope they're going to be able to get me in relatively quickly, because my eyesight has been deteriorating quite quickly. Week to week, it's noticeably poorer this week than last. So it's becoming more and more difficult to do common things like drive, read labels on cans. I see my screen. It's not a bad day out, I'll give it that. It's warmed up. It was like 20 degrees when I was out here before. It's almost 40 now, so it's warmed up nicely. The sidewalks, compared to yesterday, are mostly clean and dry. There's a few spots of snow here and there, but for the most part, clean and dry. I've had a chance to air out. So it's good. Traveling is fine. I can't walk very fast because I'm too tired. I feel really weak. The troubling intersection was two cars today instead of the usual one. I feel like I'm just stumbling along. I don't think I am, because I don't think I'm stumbling, but it feels that way. So yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do. I've got to go back and try to figure out something to eat. Because if I don't eat, I'll start making really bad food decisions as the day goes on. This is something I have learned. Eat your meals when you're supposed to eat your meals, and have them be appropriate meals for the time. Because failing to do that means I start looking for food. And when I start grazing, things get out of hand quickly. I did get some more work done. I don't remember if I mentioned it yesterday or not, but I did do some stand-up desk work yesterday. And I was very pleased. Pretty sure I mentioned it, because I think I went for my walk after I did my writing yesterday. But if I didn't, I've made some progress on The Gangster. Not a lot, but it's been fun, because I'm doing a lot of exploration of Quith culture. And I think Tara Lee pointed out in a comment that the reason we don't have more is that it wasn't necessary to the stories that Scott was telling. And it's becoming necessary for mine, so I get to create it. Scott will have veto power, of course. But yeah, it should be fun. It should be... I'm enjoying it a great deal. And where I left it yesterday was a place where I could easily pick up. Except, of course, today I can't really pick up anything. God. The rheumatologist took liver enzyme measurements on Tuesday. They were normal. More and more, I'm beginning to wonder, do I really have mono? Do I have something more insidious There's a Epstein-Barr virus syndrome that has many mono-like symptoms, but not all. It's not full-blown mononucleosis. It's also not normal. Got a good night's sleep. Had something to eat yesterday that was quite good. Had lunchtime. I tried one of the morning breakfast 30 gram of protein recipes. I figured I'd try it out at lunch, and if I liked it, then we could see about maybe trying the 30 grams within 30 minutes diet change. I need some recipes though, so that I can get 30 grams of protein within 30 minutes. And cooking and then eating something in 30 minutes, particularly when you're not quite awake, is a bit of a challenge. And I looked at some of the protein bars that market Monk Pole, and what I discovered was that 30 grams worth of protein bars is about 1,000 calories. So that's not going to work. No, I'm exaggerating. It was only like 650 or something like that, but still, it was quite large. A lot of it was, there's a lot of salt. Need to watch that too. Good morning. So I have to be careful. But I tried one of the recipes, one of the tuna fish recipes, and I doctored it up a bit. So I took a half envelope of tuna fish, the chunk light in water. I took a half an envelope of that, so about three and a half 3.5 ounces, which should have been somewhere in the vicinity of 18 grams of protein. And then about half a cup of spiced black beans, drained but not rinsed, and a jalapeno and an onion. And I sauteed all of that in a pan, saute pan, and then tossed a couple of eggs on top. Now, according to my not very precise calculations, that should have been about 30 and 32 grams of protein, and it should have been around 500 calories. Now, the eggs actually aren't great for my cholesterol, but it's also not as bad as I might have thought. It's particularly if I stop, and I haven't really been eating a lot of red meat, so the primary source of cholesterol would be the eggs in my diet. So I don't know, we'll have to see how that works out. I've got an open can of beans and half an envelope of tuna fish left over that I should eat today, but I can't really see me trying to eat beans and tuna fish, which was, by the way, quite tasty, I have to say. But I can't see myself trying to eat that with no upper lip, with very little upper lip control. Although perhaps talking for half an hour will loosen things up and speed the process of metabolizing the Novocaine, the anesthesia. Can't believe I pooped out here. And weak. I'm feeling quite rubbery legged. There we go. It's probably food related. also about 2 quarts low on, 2 quarts low on coffee, because I haven't been able to have my coffee since I've been to the dentist. Now, I have a cup that sits beside my keyboard, and I've been trying to sip it, but it's quite difficult to do. I can do it. Well, I'll have to do it now. I'm closer to home than I am away, so there's no sense to backtrack now. I also have to go to the pharmacy and pick up scripts because I'm running out of my daily meds. I've got a couple of days left, but I'm running out, so I've got to be there and pick it up before they unshelve it and put it back. They called last week on one of them, so I should go probably today. I wonder if I can go for lunch. Pick up something that's not too terribly fattening, but which is smooth and creamy and won't require a lot of mouth work to eat. Problem is, most things like that are fattening and empty in calories, so I don't know, it should be an interesting trial. Everything seems to be a trial today. Might be the day I take a nap. It'd probably be a good day to do it. I can't really write today. Maybe I'll try that. If I go pick up kids a bit early, like 2 instead of 2:30, that'll give me a chance to go to the grocery store. Go to the pharmacy at the grocery store, pick up my drugs. Yeah, that might work. It doesn't solve my lunch problem, but right at the moment, there isn't anything that I can think of that I would like to eat. Working my lip just because it feels so funny. And I have the dentist flavor now in my mouth. Great. So anyway, yeah. Grumble, grumble, whine, whine, piss, moan, bitch, complain. Today's my day for it, I guess. I get it out of my system maybe tomorrow. Tomorrow being Friday and the end of another week. End of another week where I haven't got the gangster done. Although I'm really pleased. If I could get stuck into the task without having 17 other things impinging on my cognitive abilities. I think the answer is I really do need to, I need to get these books that I've got ready to go out so that I'll have the income to justify hiring an office. And I can go to the office and not put internet in. Well, that won't work because I really do need to have internet. I'm almost there. I'm coming up on the last intersection, coming up on the back gate. My legs are about to give out. Exit 19 and a half minutes on the second mile. That's terrible. Particularly given that the walking isn't a problem, but my legs are. Jesus. Oh, well. The fact that I walked at all should count for something. And I managed to talk around this swollen, numb upper lip. So, yeah, okay. I'm going to go cut myself a little bit of slack. See if I can't find something that would taste good that I can eat. But I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.